गोलोकनामनि निज धाम तले तपस्या देवी महेश हरिधाम सुतेषु तेषु तेत प्रभाव निचया विहितास्त जेन गोविंदमादि पुरुषम तमहं भजामि। ब्रह्म संहिता, दिस ब्रह्म संहिता वॉज कंपाइल्ड बाय ब्रह्मा, इट्स वेरी ओल्ड बुक, इट वॉज picked up by Lord Chaitanya from South India. When he was traveling in South India, in a temple he found this book, and it's very old. Formerly there was no press. If anyone wanted some book, he would have to copy it from others. That was the system. Their books were not available just like nowadays we have got printed thousands and thousands of copies. That was not available. So this book was, two books were collected by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from South India. One book is named Krishna Karnamrita. That book was written by one of the devotees, a very great devotee, Billamangal. His life is very interesting. He was a two-month prostitute hunter. And in one incident, his kept prostitute gave him an instruction, "Oh, you have got so much attraction for this skinny body. If you would have such attraction for Krishna, I do not know what you have done." Oh, at once he can. Yes. This is called reference to the context, because he, that gentleman, in his previous life, he cultivated Krishna consciousness to the highest degree. But somehow or other, it was stopped. And as soon as the same thing was pointed out, he began again from that point. That is the process of Krishna consciousness. Even if we do not perform the whole process of Krishna consciousness, whatever we do, that remains in asset, that is never lost. So this Billamangal Thakur, from that prostitute's house, he became a saintly man. So he wrote a very nice book, Krishna Karnamrita. Krishna Karnamrita means pleasing to the ear. Anything about Krishna is pleasing to the ear. So he wrote a voluminous book, Billamangal Thakur. That book was collected by Lord Chaitanya. And along with that book, this Brahma Sanghita was collected. So in this Brahma Sanghita, this verse appears. Goloka namni nija dhamni tale tapasya. The supreme planet in the spiritual sky is called Golok Vrindavan. And all other planets, either in the spiritual world or in the material world, all the universes, they're all in just like strata. So Goloka namni nija dhamni tale tapasya, underneath that Goloka namni, there are different planetary spheres or systems. Devi, Mahesha, Haridham, Shu, Teshu, Teshu. Devi Dham. This is called Devi Dham. This material is called Devi Dham. Above this, there is Mahesh Dham, Sivalok. Devi, Mahesha, Haridham. Haridham means this Vaikuntha. Devi Mahesha Haridhamasu Teshu Teshu, in all those systems of different kinds of planets, Teshu Teshu, Tete Prabhava Nichaya Vihitasya Jena. Every planet, every spiritual atmosphere or material atmosphere, they have got some particular, every planet. So that is designed by Krishna. Tete Prabhavanita. Every planet has a specific influence, just like in the moon planet. the specific feature is that it gives you cold light. Yes. Moon planet is never hot. And similarly, in sun planet, it supplies you heat. You cannot expect from any other planet heat or any other planet coolness. They are designed by the Supreme Lord, everything nicely. Tete prabhavanchaya, that speciality is designed by the Supreme Personality of God, Krishna, Govinda. He is reservoir of pleasure. So everything designed by him is full of pleasure and it is full of perfection. Govindam Adipurusham. Adipurusham is the supreme, original personality. Tamaham bhajami. I worship him. Yes. Very interesting. I do not worship anyone. I worship Krishna. That's all. The Brahma says. So we, also coming from the same exact succession, who worship Krishna, Brahma, then from Brahma, Narada learned how to worship Krishna. From Narada learned Vyasadeva how to worship Krishna. From Vyasadeva learned Madhyacharya how to worship Krishna. Then from Madhyacharya learned Madhavendra Puri. Similarly, the disciplic succession is coming, Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu, then his disciplic succession, Sarup Damodar, Sarup Goswami, Krishnadas Goswami, Baladeva Buddhavasan, Krishnadas Chakravarti, in this way, there is a disciplic succession beginning from that Brahma. But that Brahma instructed Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship the Supreme Original Personality of Godhead, Govindam. The Govinda Bhajan is the prime factor for all worshipping Sundagar. Even Shankaracharya was impersonalist. At the last stage of his life, he advised everyone, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Mudhomate, Prapte Sannihite, Khalu Marane, Nahi Nahi, Rakshati, Looking Karan. He advised, you fools, you are talking about philosophical speculation, grammatical meaning, and string. Oh, these are all nonsense. You cannot save yourself by doing this. When there will be death, Govinda can save you. Shankaracharya is supposed to be the incarnation of Lord Shiva. So, he also advised Govinda Bhajan, Brahma also advised Govinda Bhajan, and we are also under the same principle, following the footprints of those acharyas. We are also advising the Govinda Bhajan. So, Govinda Bhajan, it is coming from time immemorial. It is not a new thing. So one should profit if he engages himself in the Krishna consciousness, Govinda Bhajan. In the Padma Purana also, there is such references, and it is said there, Pradhana Parabhamna Antare Virajanadi Vidang Vasthidaja Siddha Janitai Stai Prasthavita Suha Kasyapare Parabhamma Tripada Bhutam Sanatanam Amritam Shastatam Nityam Anantam Paramam Param. So, there is the material world. This material world is within the Mahatattva compass. You have seen the picture, Mahatattva compass, and that Mahatattva is full with water. This is called causal ocean, and beyond that causal ocean, there is spiritual world. It is said, Sasyapare Parabhama. Parabhama means spiritual sky. And Tripada Bhutam. Tripada Bhutam Sanatam. Tripada Bhutam means this material manifestation is only one part energy of the Supreme Lord. This interior energy is only one part manifestation of the Divine. The three-fourth manifestation of energy in the spiritual world. And that is Sanatanam, that is not subjected to creation and annihilation, as this material world is subjected to creation and annihilation. That is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. All Vedic literature, they say the same thing. So we have to learn from authorized sources and we can be informed perfectly about paravara, para and avara. Avara means this, inferior nature, and para means superior nature, paravarati. Tartali bahyavas viraja arpan ananta brahmanda jaha kothari apa. Now, after this spiritual world, this material world that is full of innumerable universes. Devidham nam tar jivjar basi. Now this material world is called Devidham. And jiv means conditioned soul. In this Devidham, the conditioned soul, there are two kinds of souls, conditioned and liberated. Nitya Baddha, Nitya Mukta. Just like we are, similarly, there are living entities in the spiritual sky also, but they are ever liberated. They never become conditioned. We are conditioned, we do not know from where, but we are conditioned. So, Jeevatar Vashi, in this material world, we are residents. But in the spiritual world, the residents are all liberated souls. Jagallakhi rakhe jaha rahe maiha dasi. Devidham naam tar jeevjar basi. Jagallakhi rakhe jaha rahe maiha dasi. Ehi tini dhamer hai Krishna adhissa. Ehi tini dham. Now what is that three system? Is Devidham, the Mahesh Dham, and the Haridham. Haridham, the spiritual world, and Mahesh Dham in between. This Mahesh Dham is the destination of Nirvana. Nirvana, the Nirvana philosophy, the Buddha philosophy, that is between this Devidham and Haridham, Mahesh Dham, in between. They are liberated also, but not in the spiritual world. It is a marginal place, this is called Nirvana. Their material existence is finished, but their spiritual development is not there. The finishing material existence is not all. Just like one man is suffering from fever, when the fever subsides, that is not health. Fever subsides, that's all life. Fever has subsided. But healthy life is when we'll work as a healthy man. Simply saying, no more fever. No more fever lying down on the bed is the Nirvana state. No more fever, there is no fever. But he is not competent to get up from the bed and work. So that is called Nirvana. The fever is finished, that is called. So when material existence is finished, that is Nirvana. But you have to go further. You have to develop further. Then your real constitutional life and spirit soul will be manifested. So that is Bhakti Marga. That activity is healthy life after Nirvana. So those who are in Krishna consciousness, they have already passed this material existence and Nirvana stage. They are in healthy activity, provided he is actually engaged in Krishna consciousness. So, 18 dhamir hai Krishna adhisya. Now these things have three systems of existence, the material world and the marginal place, Mahastam, and the spiritual sky. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, you have learned that jadgatyana nivartante tad dhāma paramama. That dhāma word is used here. Dhāma means place. Everything. Krishna is proprietor of all places. But that does not mean that we should remain in this, because this is also Krishna's place. No. In the Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, he will find that Krishna says that dutam chalavatam asmi. Amongst the all kinds of cheating professions, I am gambling. Krishna says that amongst all kinds of cheating business, I am gambling. In gambling, it requires some expert brain how to play gamble. So that expertness, that part, the expert endeavor is Krishna. So we should not think, because Krishna is gambling also, so let us engage and devote in gambling. No. Krishna is everything. Krishna is everything. But we have to select favorably, not unfavorably. Sarvam khalidam brahma. Without Brahma, without Krishna, nothing can exist. Everything existing on his energy. The same example can be given. That every department is government department. Therefore, if a prisoner says, yes, I am in government department, that sort of knowledge is not very good. Because prison department is also criminal department, is also government department. So instead of becoming in the university department, let me go to the criminal department. That is not convenient. You have to select. Krishna is everything. So, Krishna says that every dhāma, every place belongs to Him. But jadgatyāna nivartante tad dhāma paramagma. There is an eternal dhāma. Where going, nobody comes back. That is my supreme dhāma. So, we have to associate with the supreme. Krishna is everything. But we have to associate with the supreme, the best. That is Krishna consciousness. Golok 18 dhamir hai Krishna adhisar Golok parabrahm prakriti for. That Golok, that spiritual sky, is beyond this material manifestation. Chichakti vibhuti dham tripad aishadja nam maik vibhuti akpad avidham. Tripad vibhuti dhamatya tripad bhutam hi tat padam vibhuti mai ki sarva prokta padatmika jataha. Because Krishna's energy is manifested here, mai means like illusory, imitation, parvat. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is stated that urdhamolam adhusakha. Here, the tree, the original tree is presented also, but how it is presented? The urdhamulam adhusakha. The root is upward and the branches are downward. I think you may remember several times we have discussed how the root is upward and branches are down. Have you seen any tree? Yes, we have seen. Where? In the reservoir of water or in the reflection, you see, the real tree is upward, but the reflection is downward. Therefore, this material world is reflection. It is not real. Just day before yesterday, I was pointing out the reflection of the sun from this side. So that reflection is playing. It is giving light, everything. But it is reflection. It is imitation. It has no value. Similarly, all this material world, it appears very nice, as if everything is all right. But nothing is all right. It is simply a temporary illusion, that's all. Therefore, it is called mind. It is not the real thing. The real thing is there in the spiritual world. Therefore, Krishna says, if you return to that real, abode, then you will have, you haven't got to come back again to take birth in this material body. Yad-dhāma gatta na nivartanti tad-dhāma paramantam. Na tat bhāsayate sujja na chandra na pāvaka. This is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. There is no need of sun, there is no need of moon, there is no need of electricity. These things are there. Tripad vibhuti krishnena bhakva gachar akpad vibhuti sunaha vista. Now, Lord Chaitanya says that the whole energy of Krishna is divided into two. The inferior energy is manifested, that is, one-fourth energy. And the superior energy manifested in the spiritual world, that is, three-fourths. Now, just try to understand one-fourth first, then you will understand three-fourths. Lord Chaitanya says that Tripad Vibhuti Krishna Bhakko Agachar. It is very difficult to describe the three-fourth energy. Let us try to understand one-fourth energy, first of all. Ekpad Vibhuti Sunahamistha. And what is that one-fourth energy? Ananta Brahmanda Jata Brahmanudragan Chiralok Pal Sabde Tahargana. There are innumerable universes, and each universe, each universe contains one Brahma, one Shiva, one sun, one moon, one Indra, like that, officers, just like. There are innumerable universes, so innumerable Brahma, innumerable Rudra, innumerable suns, innumerable moons, everything in one. But each Brahmanda contains one each. So, how it happened, it is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Lord Chaitanya is reciting that story. Ek din darukate krishna dekhivare brahma haila dharpal janaila krishna re. One day, when Krishna was king at Dwarka, with 16,000 queens. So, one day, Brahma of this universe came to see him. Brahma ila dharpal janaila krishna re. And as the same etiquette was there also, this is also coming by parampara. Just like a big man or a big officer, he has got his doormat, you have to present your card. I do not know what is the system here, but India, that is the system. You have to send your card, and if the doorman takes out the card and the permission comes, then you can go in and see. Similarly, when Brahma came, he sent his card, informed the doorman, please inform Krishna that I have come to see him. Krishna kahen kona Brahma ki naam tahar. Dariyasi Brahmare Pushyarba. As soon as the doorman told Krishna that Brahma has come to see, Krishna at once replied, which Brahma? Which Brahma has come to see me? So, Vishitahaya Brahma Darike Kohila, Kahagya Sanak Pita Chaturma Khaila. When the doorman inquired, that, which Brahma you are, sir? So he replied that you are astonished, which Brahma? Oh, I'm so powerful. I've got four heads. I created this gorgeous universe, and I'm being there are so many demigods. How's that? Which Brahma? So, all right, Krishna has asked, tell him that Kahogya Sanakpita Chaturmukhaya. Tell Krishna that I am a four-headed Brahma and I am the father of Sanak Sanatana. Sanak Sanatana, he is giving his identification as father of Sanak Sanatana because this Sanak Sanatana appeared to be greater than Brahma. Although these four Kumaras were sons of Brahma, Sanat, Sanat Kumar, Sananda, and Sanatana, these four Kumaras, they were so elevated that when their father requested, at that time there was no population, so that you get yourself married and increase population. I want population now to fill up this vacant position on this material world, universe. So they refused. Father, we are not going to marry. We are not going to be entangled. So they remain Kumar. So they become very famous, great devotees of Lord from very childhood. So therefore, Brahma is very intelligent. He is the first creature of this universe. So may Krishna forget that who is Chaturmukha Brahma. So he is giving identification that tell Krishna that the father of this Sanak Sanat, because Krishna cannot forget pure devotees like Sanatana. So this is the example that the father is giving identification with the credit of the son. The son were more creditable than the father because they were great devotees. This I'll explain tomorrow. Any questions?